Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. We've just got, days left until PDC 09, and there's going to be a lot of great technologies going on. Here to talk about some of those technologies is John Durant. Now, John, with PDC is like, for us in 2 weeks, and for the people watching this, probably less than that. But I understand you just actually got out of a really big show. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the SharePoint conference, which we had down in Las Vegas, which was, the attendance was far exceeded what we expected, and we expected a lot, but we surpassed that number by a good margin. And, it's customary. People probably expect people from Microsoft to say, oh, it was great, everybody loved us, and they sort of expect us to say that because we work at Microsoft and we should. But what I can say genuinely is that was the reaction of the people that were there. It was hard to find a negative reaction to what we showed at the show, the things that we disclosed, because this was the big coming out party for SharePoint to discuss all kinds of things that we couldn't talk about last time you and I met, which I had to be tight-lipped about some of the really interesting things that were happening. That relate to not only SharePoint, but then how those relate to the Office client, which I'm focused on the Office developer marketing. And there was what we're seeing is just those, what used to be, oh, here's server stuff, and then here's some client things. And what we're seeing is those two worlds are really becoming much more integrated and easier to create points of contact between them. And that's a lot of what we disclosed at the show, what we demonstrated at the show, what people were talking about. So the buzz was really good. And we always do get feedback from people. Hey, this is great. I wish you would have done this. I wish you would have added that. And those are always great comments to get back from people. And so we take that as we start thinking about vNext already sometime in the future. We'll take that as good feedback. But we're also looking forward to PDC, which is going to be great. PDC is a great show for a lot of reasons. One is it's a more technical show. It goes into greater depth. Our audience, they're looking for the real nuts and bolts of things. And so even though there will be some of the things we'll talk about with respect to SharePoint and Office development and so on, those will come up again at PDC, but we'll be going deeper and we'll be going into more of the nuts and bolts and showing more of how they work, what some of the best practices are, cracking open the code more.
Yeah, cause, really, Office and SharePoint, those tools have two sides to them from a developer's perspective. They have the down and dirty geeky developers like you and I are that really want to take and start writing, .NET code, C#, ASP.NET page, stuff like that. But they also then take and have the broader audience of people that simply want to get their jobs done. They want to take and have an interface and create forms and access to data for and just put it out to the masses. And that was more what this SharePoint conference was focused on, whereas PDC is more on the geekier side of things.
Yes, that's right. Well, and that's a good way to describe it. One of the things that we disclosed at the SharePoint conference was access services, so that SharePoint has a service. It's basically, I'm simplifying a little bit, but when you install SharePoint, it's a checkbox. You say, I want to install the access services. And what that allows you to do is when you go into Access, you create your solution, you press a button inside of the Access client, and it publishes your solution up to SharePoint. So any tables you have, they become lists inside of SharePoint. Forms you have get converted into forms for you in SharePoint. Your queries, they become lookups. Your reports, they become reports on SharePoint. And so, when we think about Access, what's great about it is that it's really good for tracking applications. It's self-contained. It's this all-in-one toolbox, like you described. You don't have to be, super deep in all kinds of technologies to understand Access. The idea is it's sort of the everyman's toolbox for creating a self-contained tracking application. Mm-hmm. You go in there, you set up all these things the way you want, and you press a button, and it turns it into a SharePoint site with SharePoint lists and forms and so on. Now I've taken this Access solution, which used to be not as highly available. In order for people to get to use the solution, they'd have to know where the Access database lives, have access to that client. Now they just go to a SharePoint URL.
And it's there.
And it's there. And if I wanted to update things, this is one of the really compelling things. So if I'm looking at this SharePoint list and this report or whatever, and we say, you know what, we'd really like that column to be green. You were talking to me before we went on air about a solution you had worked on where you were trying to tweak some color codes, you know, green, yellow, and red, depending on the status of something. Well, I could pay an ASP.NET developer a ton of money to try and tweak something like that, or I could just have somebody who knows a little bit about access go in there and tweak that, hit publish, and guess what? It's changed. Yep. That is a really big deal. Yeah.
I mean, the difference there is that, you know, Access is a smart client tool, and where SharePoint is more of a web-based tool. Mm-hmm. And so the smart client, you have a little bit more flexibility in what you can do on screen and set things up. And so it's easier to set up your tables and reports using that smart client.
That's right.
And then be able to take and do that conversion into that web-based stuff, which trying to do that some of those tweaky stuff on the web as a website, yeah, that's where some of the pain gets into.
That's right. And so the reception of Access was really, really good. People came up to me and said, you know, I haven't really done much with Access over the last while because one of the biggest concerns is around management. I talk to companies where they say, you know, we have thousands of Access databases floating around our organization. We don't know where they are. How do we back those up? How do we make sure that we don't lose data? Well, now that it can publish to SharePoint, you've now taken the management and just turned it into SharePoint management. So if you're regularly backing up your SharePoint server, which is good practice, that's taken care of. And so what you've got now is a situation where we've solved the management side and we've increased the availability of the data and the solution. So that was a really, really big thing. Another thing that we talked about at the show that went over really well was Word Services. So that's, again, simplifying a little bit, but when you install SharePoint, it's a checkbox, please install the Word Services. I'll give you sort of a canonical example that our customers give us is they say, well, we have 3 million documents that are in binary format, the old DOC file, .doc files, or some other related file, and they'll say, well, I want to convert all those up to the XML file formats that we released in Office 2007, and that we now have persisting, and they'll continue to endure with Office 2010. And so they say, we need to convert all of those. How would you do that? Well, you could come up with some unsupported techniques, which some of our customers do, and that's the vicissitude of what it's been. Or now with Word Services, there's actually a server-side API that you reference, go into Visual Studio, you reference this library, and it's an API, and you can actually just point it at your directory, loop through these files, and it'll convert them. It's throttled, it's highly scalable, and it'll convert those up for you. Another example is I need to turn them into PDF files. I need 100,000 documents turned into PDFs. You could do that now with these Word Services. It's designed to have 100% fidelity in the document format, so you lose nothing. So if you're doing these conversions or changes, it's not meant to replace object models on the server. Mm-hmm. So this isn't about, oh, I need to go on the server and I need to go into a specific paragraph in each document and make a change, or I need to take data from a database and push it into a document. That's not what Word Services is designed to do. That's what OpenXML is all about, which was another encouraging sign at the SharePoint conference was OpenXML. I was mentioning to you briefly a few minutes ago before we got going here that if I go back a couple of years, when we would go to shows and we'd talk about OpenXML, a lot of what we were trying to do was just get people aware, get them interested, make sure that they knew what OpenXML was, that we have this ECMA-based schema that people can go in. It's standards-based. You can go in and you can construct documents and push data into documents, pull data out of documents using the OpenXML. Well, now, when we went to this show, it was amazing to me, and it was really satisfying to see that many people were coming up to me and saying, hey, I'm doing this solution with OpenXML. I'd like to make this change or this change. And so now I'm getting questions, a lot of questions, where people are saying, this is what we've already rolled out. And actually, our highest rated session for the Office Technologies at the show, and it was actually won a prize for the second highest rated session overall, was on OpenXML with Office. So
yeah, I mean, I think OpenXML really is exciting because, you know, it allows that instrumentation programmability of the document file separate from the bits of Word.
That's right.
Because it's just looking at the document as a document. Open a zip file, walk into it, change images, look at the XML,
yep,
figure out what's going on. It sometimes can be confusing, like XML can be.
Yes.
But as long as you've got the proper parsing algorithms for XML, you can get into it, do almost anything you want to.
You're exactly right. And you're right. The schemas can be a little overwhelming at first when you look at, oh my heavens, there's so much you can do. But what we try to encourage people to do, and we have on openxmldeveloper.org, as well as we've got things on Channel 9, we've got things on MSDN generally, that show people that actually the bread and butter operations, you only need to know a little bit of the schema. Mm-hmm. So even though the schema is this big, which is good because there are a lot of things that are possible, but the bulk of what you're going to do only deals with a very narrow part of that schema for the most part. And once you learn those, you're off and running, and you'll learn the other little pieces that you need along the way, but most of what you need to do. And so canonical example is I have a database that has a bunch of data, and I want to programmatically produce Word documents or Excel spreadsheets or a PowerPoint deck, and I want to just pump those data pieces in there. So OpenXML is great for that. Another thing that we talked about, which at the show, which was a huge advance, this is one I'm one of the things I'm most excited about, and it's called Business Connectivity Services. We barely mentioned it before the show, and then we went deep during the SharePoint conference showing what this is. And basically what we've got now is a mechanism to surface external data inside of SharePoint sites. So using the Business Connectivity Services, or BCS, you can point to an external data system, and it could be service-based. It could be a database, so you can
give an example.
So let's say I have an external CRM system, and it's in a DBMS, like SQL Server or Oracle or something. Or it could be actually surfaced through a set of services, so they're web services, and I'm using WCF to access the CRM data. It would be the same thing. To BCS, it would look the same. And you take BCS, you create what's called an external content type. That external content type defines the behaviors and the properties of the data that you're going to be bringing in. And then you basically surface this external content type inside of SharePoint, and it then will bring all of the data into SharePoint as a list. So now my CRM data will just appear as a list inside of SharePoint. Users won't even know that this is external. And they'll see the let's say it's CRM data, so they'll see first name, last name, address, region, phone, so forth. Where things get especially interesting, I call it the three-act play. So act one is pointing to this external data source and getting it here into the web. Act two is really interesting because now, with very little effort, you can actually surface the same data points inside the Office client. So think of the CRM data. We have CRM data now that are surfaced in a SharePoint list, and when I go to that list, I can actually take it offline to Outlook, and it will surface the CRM data inside of Outlook. The user will go into Outlook and see contacts inside of Outlook. They'll look like contacts they're accustomed to seeing in Outlook, but they're going to be pointing to this external data system. Not only that, but the wording there is really important. Take offline to Outlook. It actually can cache. So built into this BCS layer on the client side is a whole caching mechanism. So now the user can go into Outlook, make changes to the contact information, and it will go to this BCS layer on the client, and it will cache the data. So let's say I'm on an airplane, I'm making changes to my contact information or whatever it doesn't have to be CRM, it could be any arbitrary data source. When I get back to my office and I plug in my Ethernet cable, it will sync up with the data system.
So it's not just read data, it's also your writing.
Correct, it's read and write operations. Okay. And then there's sort of that's Act 2, which I think is super interesting. Then there's Act 3, which is the highly refined productivity experience. I demoed this very thing at SharePoint conference. I showed connecting to this external system and surfacing CRM data inside of Outlook. But then I also showed Act 3, which is imagine that I open up that contact that relates to this external system. I open it in Outlook, but I also say, you know, what would even improve my experience is if I could see related orders for that customer. So I've got this customer contact, and then I have a pane built into the contact form that shows me recent orders, and I can actually flip through recent orders, and it'll show me. And that, again, is pulled through BCS through this standard architecture now, both SharePoint and Office. We have a standard underlying layer that these underpinnings that will help facilitate this, the data plumbing as well as this caching, and so you can look at these recent data orders, and then I could have little things inside of the Outlook client that would allow me to take action. So I see, oh, this order, I haven't had an order in 10 months. I can send a tickle email, and it'll automatically generate an email for me and saying, dear customer Joe, I hadn't noticed you haven't ordered in 10 months. And all of that can just be pulled from these data. We can interpolate all of that and have this more refined. Imagine that tickle email. Imagine 10 of those operations you could do inside of the Outlook client that would make me as a salesperson much more productive, simplify my world. BCS makes that possible. So that was one of the really exciting things. Excel services, we've expanded Excel services, which is on the SharePoint side, interacting with Excel. And then we've expanded. We've got REST APIs. We've got a JavaScript object model. We've got a number of things that we talked about there for Excel. So that there is a lot that we disclosed, revealed, and showed.
So it's all about you know simplifying and expanding the data access model available to users,
yep.
Whether they're the general purpose users or even some of the geeky side of things going on.
That's right, and I think our Visual Studio developers, we talked, and pretty good press has already been made about the fact that we have SharePoint design tools in Visual mm-hmm. Studio now. But overall, I think Visual Studio developers, people who are really into developing .NET, are going to find it easier and easier to build these highly refined productivity experiences. Ultimately, geeking out a bit of technology for its own sake, while it's interesting to me, that doesn't necessarily translate into time savings for a company. What I'm really interested in, and I know you are too, is do these technologies allow developers to get solutions up to speed much quicker? Are they easier to maintain? Are they easier to deploy? And do they make a difference to our users? Do they simplify their life? Do they automate a process? Do they save them time? And I'm not talking about 7 minutes of time. I'm only interested in big chunks of time. This solution that a developer who goes to PDC and learns about some of these things at a much deeper level, if that allows that developer, if she or he can create a solution that will save a user 3 hours, 4 hours, 10 hours a week, that's what I'm interested in, and that's the vision that we're trying to achieve.
Great. I mean, that sounds like fab, because that's the sort of thing I like getting into, and especially if there's a little bit of fun involved in coding it,
yeah.
Kind of getting into them, solving the puzzles and so forth, which it sounds like you're also dealing with as well, to really get into the depth of whether it's Word or SharePoint or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now, I realize you've got a lot of sessions now that the SharePoint conference is over, that we've been able to announce for PDC. They're going to
yes.
go on there. So if you send me a list of what those sessions are that have all these great details about SharePoint and Office interactions, I'll make sure that I put those in the descriptions so people can see what these great sessions are and hopefully attend them.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. And anybody who sees me at PDC, I hope they come up, say hi to me, tell me what they're doing, share what they're doing. It's very exciting and it's good feedback.
It is. Great. Well, hopefully that gave you some insights about what's going to be coming up in PDC because, the clock is ticking and it's coming up pretty quick. So take a look at the description, and I'll have links to the various sessions that we have about SharePoint and the Office tools available to you, and we'll see you there.